Please let audio finish before driving.
Union College was founded in 1879. Behind the main campus was an area called the Brickyard Ponds, where brickmakers handcrafted bricks for campus buildings. Today, you can see the brickmakers' fingerprints when you inspect these bricks closely. Let's listen to David Joyce, former Union College president, along with his wife Lynn, talk about their favorite part of campus.
I enjoy walking on the front of campus. I think with the trees, the history that's embellished by the campus, you have the brick walkway that separates the north and the south sides of campus, which was originally where men and women quartered one another because men on one side and women were on the other and they weren't allowed to cross. I enjoy and appreciate the history of that. I think it's a very attractive campus, probably one of the most attractive campuses in the state of Kentucky. And it invites you to sit and to enjoy that area. There's a coffee shop in the Sharp Academic Center, so it's always nice to go get a cup of latte or something and then stroll on the front of campus. The backside of campus with the natural ponds and where students tend to hang out and recreate is one of my favorite because you can interact and see people.
The prettiest part of campus for me environmentally is around the former Brickyard Ponds. My favorite building on campus, though, is Speed Hall. It was a women's residence hall, and it has just recently been renovated, and it's just a fun building, a Victorian building, and it's a very romantic building.
And it's haunted.
Okay. What? Supposedly.
Fanny Speed is still haunts it. I think it's an old building and a lot of creaks and groans and moans with the wind and all, but we claim that Fanny still lives up in the attic which used to house women about 100 years ago.
Walk around campus and read the historic marker on the front lawn. Behind the college are the Brickyard Ponds. Don't worry about Franny. She's old, she's cranky, but she's harmless.
After you are finished, drive to the Knox County Courthouse Square. Here's how. Drive south on College Avenue and take a right onto Knox Street at the first light. Map is inset on page 4. Resume audio after you find convenient parking by the square. Pause audio now.